Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special episode of the Animation Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things animation brought to you by Filmbook. My name is Matt Brunet, but some of you may know me as Animat from my YouTube channel, Electric Dragon 505, home of web series that are all about animation, including Animation Look Back and Animat's Reviews. Now, if this is your first time here in the Animation Podcast, well, don't get too comfortable with this one in particular, thinking that something like this would be exactly like the rest of the episodes that will be to come, because this one is very unique, and I will explain a little bit later to why. Now, if you want to go and check out more episodes of the Animation Podcast, then head on down to Filmbook, that is film-book.com, by searching the Animation Podcast. You can also email us at podcast@filmbook.com with the Animation Podcast in the subject line. And first and foremost, let me explain to you guys why is this a very special episode of the Animation Podcast. Because with this one, I am going to be completely dedicating this episode to the D23 Expo. Now, for those of you who don't know, once every 2 years, the Walt Disney Company would hold up this giant convention at the Anaheim Convention Center dedicated to everything that is Disney. Rather it be their animated works, their live action movies, their TV shows, their theme parks, to whatever related to Disney, everything is going on right over there. And for this episode in particular, what I'm going to do is talk to you guys about the big announcements that they have done in the expo. Now, first and foremost, I will be looking, of course, since it is the Animation Podcast, I'll be talking about their animated works first. So I'll talk about the stuff from Walt Disney Animation Studios. And then afterwards, I will be talking about the announcements from Pixar Animation Studios. Then after that, I will be looking into their live-action films, which will also include the works of Marvel and then also Star Wars. Then after that, we will be looking into their theme park announcements, which, considering the many rumors that happened beforehand, all will be revealed in here to see what's up. So it'll be very interesting to go into that one. And then finally, I'll end things off with Animat's Pick of the Week. I will reveal it at the end to let you know what it is. But with all that said, let's go and get things started with the first big press conference, or not press conference, but their first big panel that they presented in here, which is the animation panel, which is dedicated to both Disney and Pixar. But first, I'm going to reveal everything that is shown on the Walt Disney Animation Studios side. And I'm just going to go and explain to you guys right now, there isn't anything that's too big that they really announced. This is not like last year where Disney Animation really went big and made like a whole bunch of announcements, like new projects and a lot of new details about what's going on in their movies. In here, the biggest thing that they really did announce is mostly what's going on inside Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2. But even beforehand, John Lasseter would step in, and the first thing he would announce is actually a brand new movie. He revealed one of the upcoming projects, funny enough, not coming from either Walt Disney Animation Studios or Pixar, but this one is actually going to be from Disney Toon, which, if you may recall, Disney Toon is more the side animation studio, which beforehand they would do all those direct-to-DVD Disney films, and now they're pretty much stuck doing nothing but Tinkerbell and Planes. But apparently, they got a brand new movie that's going to be coming out on April of 2019, and so far, it's just a tentative title. It's not confirmed as it is, but apparently it's going to be called Disney's Space. So you might be wondering, what is Disney's Space? Well, the only thing that I can reveal to you that could probably give you a good idea of what it is that Space is a movie that will be set in the world of Cars. Yes, this is going to be the second spin-off film of Cars, right after Planes. And I'm going to be using my source here at comicbook.com for all the animation stuff, because they got all the animated things that did occur in that panel all in one page. So it's going to be easy for me to guide through. So going in here, apparently they did reveal a little bit of a clip. In the footage, in which John Lasseter calls it the speed test, an airplane part is crashed in the desert. Suddenly, a fighter jet zips into frame and across the desert. It's flying extremely extremely low. Another jet joins in flight. They zip through canyons, through craters, and continue alongside one another. Getting close, we see the planes have eyes on their windows. They fly on the edge of the atmosphere, bordering space. A stealth bomber flies behind them and takes a shot, narrowly missing. And they then reveal the title, which is Disney Space. So that's pretty much all that we know about it, is that apparently this is a spinoff of Cars and it's going to be set in space. So basically we could be seeing just characters that are aspiring to go onto space and the moon and all that kind of stuff. But funny enough, when I first heard about this project, when they first revealed about Disney Space, I kind of feel like this is officially the moment where the Cars franchise just looked at the D23 audience and just said, I have to go now. My planet needs me. And basically it. Now there's nothing to do on Earth. They literally did everything they could on Earth, on the skies, and even around the globe, especially with Cars 2. So the only thing that they could really dominate is just space. And I know a lot of people are probably joking at this point, thinking, oh, what's next? Is it going to be boats? Is it going to be trains? You know, like pretty much the same old jokes that people have mentioned when Planes was actually released a few years ago. But, I could pretty much think that I'm sure the people at Disney thought about making a movie either about trains or boats, but considering everybody made all those jokes about it, they decided to go, you know what, nobody made a joke about us, using spaceships, and, why don't we bring the Cars franchise to that? We're just gonna go to freaking space, which I guess even Disney agrees that the Cars franchise should no longer belong on Earth. They gotta throw it out into freaking space. But yeah, sadly, people, I just gotta say, I know a lot of them brought up their concerns saying that, oh, in that case, I do hope that they're just gonna release it on, like, direct-to-DVD and Blu-ray and stuff like that. No. This is officially gonna be coming out in theaters on April 2019. So that's pretty much the next movie that's gonna be coming out at that time. Okay, so with all that said, let's go straight into what Walt Disney Animation Studios brought up. And so far, they didn't really announce much. Like, the first thing that they brought in is actually going to be the animated short that's going to appear before Coco, which is Olaf's Frozen Adventure. And they mostly talked about what we already know and what we have seen in the trailer and all that kind of stuff. In fact, Kristen Bell actually came in and talked a little bit of what's going to be going on inside the movie. The only thing that they did reveal exclusively to the fans at D23 is that Josh Gad came in and he would actually sing his little piece that will appear in the animated short. So that's mostly what the D23 fans got. It's mostly Josh Gad singing in there. And that's pretty much it with Frozen Adventure. Again, if you guys are interested to check that out, then you have to wait until November when it's going to be released right before Coco. And moving right along, they also revealed what's going to be happening with Frozen 2. Now, at this point, though, they didn't really say a lot. Sadly, they didn't really go into details. They didn't really reveal any new characters. Unfortunately, they didn't even reveal any new clips. The most that they have showed is just a few clips of the filmmakers enjoying a little well, not really a vacation, but more of a business trip in Norway to do a whole bunch of research to really get the aesthetic right of the world of Frozen once again. And that's all they could pretty much say. They didn't even reveal much about some of the plot lines into it. So they're mostly reminding us that Frozen 2 is going to be coming out at the end of 2019. But John Lasseter did hint that there could be a possibility that the title could change. He did joke around a little bit that maybe Frozen 2 is not going to be the title. Like, apparently it could be called maybe Frozen Toe or Thawed or Frozen Solid or Frozen Yogurt or anything like that. So that's pretty much all that we got with Frozen. But the biggest piece of information that they did reveal is actually regarding Wreck-It Ralph 2. Specifically, as its full title, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2. And in here, we actually do know a lot more of what's going on. Like, this is probably the biggest piece that fans have got at D23 in terms of what would be coming up for Walt Disney Animation Studios. Now, apparently, Sarah Silverman, who provided the voice of Vanellope von Schweetz, she came in and she actually described a little bit of what's going on in the story of Wreck-It Ralph 2. And she stated, "In our story, Vanellope's game Sugar Rush breaks, and Ralph and Vanellope have to travel into the internet and find a replacement part. It's the only way to save the game." So that's basically the main goal into this. And on top of that, Phil Johnston, who is going to be the co-director next to Rich Moore, he added, "As Ralph and Vanellope explore this massive universe, they're going to meet several new characters, including one who appears to be an expert of this massive universe." And that is actually the new character that they have introduced at D23. Now, this character is going to be called Yess, which is Y-E-S-S-S. And apparently she is an algorithm for the site Buzzaholic, of course a parody of BuzzFeed. And she will be voiced by Taraji P. Henson. And on top of that, probably the biggest highlight of the entire animation panel is that they actually had an exclusive clip for Wreck-It Ralph 2. Now, sadly, you cannot find this clip on the internet, which is ironic considering the title of Ralph Breaks the Internet, but they did actually reveal a little clip, and everybody was pretty much describing what is going on. And in the clip, it's mostly Ralph and Vanellope exploring all around the internet, and then suddenly they stumble upon a little section of Oh My Disney, which, if you guys know, Oh My Disney is the official blog of Disney, and in there, it's pretty much Cameo Palooza, and it really does fit with the theme of Wreck-It Ralph, considering that in the first movie, it's pretty much Cameo Palooza of all the video game characters, but in here, we got a whole bunch of random cameos from different Disney characters, including a few cameos of Marvel and from Star Wars. Like, there's going to be some Stormtroopers, C-3PO is going to appear, and also Stan Lee has a cameo. Like, this is not even a Marvel movie, yet Stan Lee finds his way to be in there. And the craziest thing is that this is not his first Disney movie that he makes a cameo. Like, if you guys remember at the end of Big Hero 6, I know that's a Marvel movie technically, but still, I mean, it's kind of crazy to say that nowadays. But anyways, going back into it, the biggest moment of that scene is that Vanellope decided to explore around Oh My Disney, and she actually met with all the Disney princesses. Now, that's apparently one of the biggest things about this, is that apparently all the Disney princesses will be in one section, and they're all gonna have a cameo. And not only that, but even their respective voice actresses will be returning, from Ariel to Moana. Every single one actually makes a cameo in there. And without going into too many spoilers, the only thing that I have heard about that scene is that everybody's been saying that it was absolutely hilarious. Apparently, there are tons of Disney in-jokes, and it is absolutely funny, which when I heard that, it actually did make me feel a lot more excited about Wreck-It Ralph 2. Now I am really curious to know what's going to be going on in that film. But that's basically the big thing that is going on. Now, rather, if we are going to see that in the finished product, we'll just have to wait and see, because keep in mind, as I am recording this, it's going to take more than a year for Wreck-It Ralph 2 to actually be released. Keep in mind, it's going to be out at the end of November of 2018, so there's still a lot of time for the story to change, for a lot of the animation to be made, so it's still in the middle of production. And on top of that, since we cannot see this footage anywhere, the only thing that we can see in terms of footage from Wreck-It Ralph 2 is that there is a little snippet where Vanellope and Ralph would enter into the internet. So that's basically all that Walt Disney Animation Studios has presented. And it's not necessarily that much of a surprise that they didn't really go up and beyond with all the announcements and the details and stuff like that. I'm sure with Frozen 2, it's a little too early to really go into details and to present what else is going to be happening in that movie, considering that that movie right over there, that's going to be released sometime at the end of 2019. So they can't really make any big announcements just yet. Maybe they will do a bit more during the next D23 Expo in 2019, but now is not necessarily the right time. That, and also when you do look at their schedule, we do know a lot of what's going to be to come. Like, the next one is going to be Wreck-It Ralph 2, which is coming out in at the end of 2018. And then after that is going to be Frozen 2 at the end of 2019. And then after that is going to be Gigantic at the end of 2020. Now, just to mention, though, they did not mention anything about Gigantic in this D23 Expo, but there is a very high chance that movie will be the highlight of the next D23 Expo. But yeah, that's basically the main thing that they really showed, and it did actually make me feel a lot more excited for what they got for Wreck-It Ralph 2. Okay, so for our next list of announcements, do not go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, because in here, we are still staying in the animation panel, because keep in mind, it's not just for all the Walt Disney Animation Studios stuff, but it's also for all the Pixar stuff. So just sit on tight and let me explain to you now, since we've already covered all the Disney animation stuff, let's jump right into Pixar. And right over there, may I say that Pixar probably made a lot more announcements with Disney, because not only did they reveal some more information of what's going on in their feature films, but they've also made some huge announcements for their upcoming projects. But I will say right now, though, that they're not necessarily going completely in the order of the release dates, because in here they actually started with Incredibles 2, and then they ended things off with Coco. So, with all that said, though, let's get on to probably the most anticipated animated sequel of all time, The Incredibles 2, which that one will be coming out in the summer of 2018. And Brad Bird took center stage to pretty much reveal a lot more information of what's going on in that movie. And one of the big things that he did reveal is actually the movie will pretty much start off directly where the first movie ended. Now, if you may remember in the first Incredibles, the movie ended off where everybody is happy that Dash won second place, or that Dash did the race and all that kind of stuff. But then suddenly the Underminer came in to wreak havoc across the city. And then we see the Incredibles to go out, they're going to reveal their Incredibles logo shirts, and then they're going to go and fight crime. So the Incredibles 2 is going to immediately start off where the first Incredibles left off. And on top of that, Brad Bird also did reveal that many of the original cast is going to be coming back, including Craig T. Nelson, Holly Hunter, Sarah Mount as Violet, and also Samuel Jackson. The only one who's not coming back is, of course, the voice of Dash, because, well, you know, puberty and all that kind of stuff, which now his new voice is going to be Huck Milner. And in here, interestingly enough, Brad Bird actually revealed that in this movie, it's actually going to be Elastigirl that's going to take center stage. Like, the movie will be more about her, while at the same time they're looking into Jack-Jack, and mostly upon the family's discovery that Jack-Jack actually has some superpowers. And, hold on a sec. There is a little plot line that they did reveal. Okay, yeah. It's stated right over here. There is an issue with the family's house. So the family has to get a new house, as you can see. It's kind of a cross between a dream house and a super lair. A secret agent's house or something. Water flows throughout the whole building, and it's made almost entirely out of sharp corners, which is not ideal for a baby. So, like I said before, the movie will be a little bit more about Elastigirl's side of the story, while also the family trying to discover Jack-Jack. So it's more about those two characters right over there. But on top of that, they also revealed an exclusive clip to the D23 fans, just like what Wreck-It Ralph 2 did. And in here, it's mostly Bob and Jack-Jack just relaxing, and they're just watching TV. And the big moment of that scene, it's supposed to be like this big pivotal moment for The Incredibles 2, where Bob would actually discover Jack-Jack's powers when Jack-Jack decided to look outside and to go fight off against a raccoon. And that's where Mr. Incredible becomes so excited that, oh my god, Jack-Jack has powers. So that's mostly all that we revealed. They didn't go into the specifics of the plot, but that's all that we really know. We don't know any new characters that are going to be in there. We know that almost all the original cast is going to come back. And we know that the movie will be more about Elastigirl and Jack-Jack. So hopefully we will see a lot more of the crime-fighting action that we all know and love from The Incredibles. Or at the very least, we really do hope that Incredibles 2 will be on the same levels as the first Incredibles, so we can have an absolutely phenomenal sequel. I don't think they've had such an amazing sequel since Toy Story 3. I mean, yeah, Finding Dory is great, but Toy Story 3 is like on a level of its freaking own. Like, it's equally as good as like many of the other Pixar films that really made that legendary reputation that Pixar has. So yeah, The Incredibles 2, that one is going to be coming out in the summer of 2018. So mark your calendars on that. But then they also talked a little bit about Toy Story 4, which that one is going to be coming out in 2019. Now, I'm just going to say right now, they didn't really reveal that much about what's happening in Toy Story 4. If anything, it's a little bit like how Disney Animation presented Frozen 2. They didn't reveal too much information about it. All they did is that they revealed a little clip of what's going on inside Pixar Studios and everybody making it. And also, they did reveal a brand new character called Lulu. But there is one big bombshell that they did reveal about this movie, is that John Lasseter is not directing the film. He's only going to be an executive producer, which means Josh Cooley is going to be the solo director and is going to be working with the original Toy Story crew in order to go and create Toy Story 4. So there really isn't much to say right over here, but the only thing I can say is just I wish Josh Cooley the best of luck to go and direct Toy Story 4. Oh, and one more thing I forgot to mention is that they also showed a little clip of the first ever recording, like the voice recording, for Toy Story 4, which all it is apparently just someone being one of the voices of the aliens just going, "Ooh." And literally that's it. So yeah, we don't know much about Toy Story 4, but we know that Josh Cooley is going to be the sole director. But then there is a much bigger bombshell. Now, if you think that it is pretty big that Toy Story 4 now has a new director on its title, which we originally thought, like, okay, the big thing is going to be John Lasseter directing it. But no, it's now going to be Josh Cooley. But no, this is actually much bigger, where Pixar actually revealed what's going to be their next upcoming animated feature, which could be coming out either in 2020 or in 2021. And this is going to be from the same people that made Monsters University with Dan Scanlon as the director. And we don't know the title yet, but apparently it's going to be a movie set in a suburban fantasy world. And we don't really know too much about the story, but Dan Scanlon actually did reveal something very personal, which would tie in a little bit of what the story will be about. He actually stated, "This film is based on a very personal story of mine. A relative sent us an audio tape that they thought might have our father's voice on it." And keep in mind that Dan Scanlon's father unfortunately passed away when Dan was at a very young age. So with that said, apparently in that tape, he actually did hear the voice of his dad saying hi and bye, or at least the person that they believed to be his dad. So that was pretty much a big pivotal point for his idea that he wanted to do, and it just became the blueprints of what he wanted to do for his own feature film. And what he pretty much means by a suburban fantasy world is that this is going to be a film that will be a mix of the fantasy and the everyday. Dan actually stated, "In this world, there are no humans. There are just elves, troll sprites, and pretty much anything that would be on the side of a van in the 70s. And there are unicorns everywhere." And I just want to say right now, apparently, going into details of what he meant in there is that apparently unicorns are actually not viewed highly in this movie right over here. Unicorns are actually the equivalent of rats in this movie right over here. So, like, if they go and put on the TV and they saw Twilight Sparkle, they'll pretty much look at her equivalently as we would see Rizzo the Rat in The Muppets. But anyways, going back into this quote, "And there are unicorns everywhere. In this film, we are going to tell the story of two teenage brothers whose father died when they were too young to remember him." And also going a little bit into the details of the concept of it, because it actually is really interesting, where apparently in this world, magic does exist, but people don't really do it because apparently it's way too hard. It's mainly because modern technology came in, like microwaves and television and computers and all that kind of stuff. They pretty much entered the scene. Actually, there is a quote saying this. Never mind. "The film sees a world where machines took over the place of magic, with stoves, microwaves, and others replacing them." So basically, doing magic is kind of like the hard labor of this world. And so this technology came in to pretty much replace the magic. And it actually is pretty interesting. But like I said before, we don't really know a specific release date for it. John Lasseter didn't really mention if this is going to be released either in 2020 or in 2021. There is a very high chance that it could be out in 2020 if everything is well with the release dates and everything like that. So we'll just have to wait and see, but maybe this could turn out great. Who knows? But honestly, this concept does sound rather intriguing. And finally, the whole animation panel, and with Pixar, it pretty much ended off by talking about Coco. And in here, they did reveal a couple more clips onto what's pretty much going on in the feature film, on top of seeing an early animation test for the main character Miguel, and then there would be another scene, where was it? Just gotta switch on to my source here on Inside the Magic, because they did actually explain a bit more about what's gonna be going on. No, that's not it. Where would it be? Oh, where have my little source go? Oh, where the fridge can it be? Okay, yeah. It says here that Miguel crosses the bridge of the Land of the Dead, a world unlike anything else seen before, or... No, that's not it. Or, okay, no, there it is, I found it, okay, here it is, okay, there we go. Okay, a clip shown at the event includes the lead character Miguel, voiced by Benjamin Bratt, pursuing his dream of playing guitar, and Miguel exploring the Land of the Dead. So that's what D23 fans got. They've seen a little bit more clips of what's going to be going on in Coco. But on top of that, apparently the grand finale, that like the ultimate send-off of this panel, is that they actually played the main song of this movie, which is going to be called Remember Me. And that is actually done by the songwriters of Frozen, Robert and Kristen Anderson Lopez. And it even said the Coco presentation wrapped up with a live performance of Remember Me with Bratt and a mariachi band on stage as Mexican garb dancers filled the aisles with orange confetti falling from the ceiling. So that's pretty much the main thing. Like, they showed some exclusive clips of Coco to the D23 fans. And on top of that, they actually did reveal the main song is going to be Remember Me by Robert and Kristen Anderson Lopez. So it's going to be pretty interesting what's going to happen. I know a lot of people are not necessarily as excited right now about Coco, but I'm still going to be rather optimistic because, let's be honest, Disney's marketing team, when it comes to making trailers and stuff like that, they're not usually that great. The movie ends up being a lot better than what they're showing in the freaking trailers anyways. So who knows how it's going to go, but yeah, that's basically the entire presentation that Disney has done for their animation panel. And I have to say that on Pixar's side, yeah, they definitely did reveal a lot more interesting stuff right over here. They did reveal a lot more with what's to come with The Incredibles, which I'm sure the hype is going to be definitely real on this one. I know a lot of people are going to be excited about it. And on top of that, they did hint out about what's going to be to come with many of their other films. And on top of making huge announcements like with Coco, Toy Story 4, and also the unannounced movie that's going to be like this suburban fantasy film. So Pixar definitely did do a stronger presentation than Disney, but with Disney it is understandable. But yeah, that's basically the whole news that we got with animation. So let's see how it goes with Disney's future in animation. Okay, so now that animation is done, let's go and jump into the live action panel, where in here, they mostly reveal what's going to be coming up in the future regarding their live action movies, of course, but also regarding the Marvel films and Star Wars films, which I will admit I am surprised that regarding the last two, they didn't really get into a lot of what's coming up, but regardless, there are a lot of movies in here that they really do highlight, especially the ones that are going to be coming out in 2018. And the first big one that they did reveal is regarding A Wrinkle in Time. Now, right here, director Ava DuVernay and a lot of the cast actually did come up and talk a little bit about what's going to be coming up in this movie regarding how they filmed it so that it could be more accurate to the book, maybe having some changes, but make sure to capture the heart of it, and also what it was like to go and work on this movie. But right at the end, Oprah Winfrey actually did reveal that at the end of the panel, everybody at D23 is gonna go and get a teaser poster of A Wrinkle in Time. But on top of that, they also revealed a brand new trailer for A Wrinkle in Time, which that one you can actually go and check it out online. They actually made it available for the entire public in here. And I will say, after checking out the trailer, it does seem pretty interesting. It looks like it's going a little bit of a mix of fantasy and sci-fi, but it does look like I'm about to embark on an adventure. If anything, I will say that this trailer right over here, it does look pretty unique, and it does sell as a trailer. It doesn't reveal too much of what's to come, but they did promise a lot in here. One big thing that I do notice is that this looks like it's going to be very playful with the visual effects. It looks like they're going to go into all different aspects of it. And, you know, it does look like it could be pretty cool. It could be fun. It could be unique. Just to see this adventure of this little girl who's trying to go and save her dad from all sorts of crazy space stuff that is going on, but it's really hard to explain, but you just got to see it for yourself. Just go and check out the trailer and see what you think about it. It actually is pretty unique. And if you guys are actually interested in checking it out, they have officially set the release date for March of 2018. So that's one of the big ones that they revealed. And then next up, they actually went and talked about another movie that's going to be coming out in 2018, which is going to be The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Now, unfortunately, with this one, they didn't reveal anything publicly. What did they show is only for D23 members' eyes only. And in there, they did reveal a little bit of what's going on. They showed a teaser trailer, and also they actually put up a special presentation, like a live dance number of one of the segments in The Nutcracker. And on top of that, they did put in a release date for November 2nd, 2018. And I'll just say right now, that is actually the one setback that they actually did, they did reveal in this panel right over here. And the reason why I say that is because that date of November 2018 was originally set for the live-action remake of Mulan. However, it looks like they are going to be pushing that film to another date, and at this point, it could be highly possible that they'll be pushing it way back up to somewhere in 2020. So who knows how that's going to go, but that's mostly the big thing with The Nutcracker. But then they jumped into another big movie. This is the last big movie that they did reveal what's going to be coming for 2018, or at least on the live-action Disney side of it. And that is going to be the sequel to Mary Poppins, Mary Poppins Return. And in here, it's a little bit like with A Wrinkle in Time, where some of the cast members, or just Emily Blunt, who's going to be playing Mary Poppins, and also director Rob Marshall stepped in and discuss a little bit about what it was like to work on the film and how it is like just trying to fill in Julie Andrews' shoes to play as Mary Poppins. And then they actually showed a teaser trailer for it. Again, like Nutcracker, it was only for D23 members' eyes only, but on comicbook.com, they did put in a little bit of a description. So let me read that one for you, because it actually is pretty interesting. Footage of the iconic house starts, various characters flash by, a kite is taken from the ground and into the wind before a boy plays with it, and the screen reads, "A new story to tell." A storm catches the kite until clouds clear, and Mary Poppins is hanging from it. Later, she enters the house. The music becomes more upbeat. A captain fires a cannon. Poppins pulls her umbrella from a sink's drain. More extravagant shots of characters and dance numbers. Man dance on light on lampposts. Swing from ladders. So that's going to be one of the dance numbers that will feature Lin-Manuel Miranda's characters. The cast are introduced with names. And here's the big kicker of this one. Right up to Dick Van Dyke dancing on a table. Yes, it is official. Dick Van Dyke is coming back for Mary Poppins Returns. However, I'll just say right now, there is no confirmation, rather, if he's going to be coming back as Bert or as a brand new character. Then finally it reads, Poppins slides up the railings and to end the trailer. So if you guys are excited to check out Mary Poppins Returns, then that movie is actually going to be coming out on Christmas of 2018. But then, of course, one thing it is to be expected in this is going to be talking about some of the live action remakes, and Disney has a lot of them in store. So the first big thing that they mention is going to be a few of the smaller ones that are going to be coming out later sometime in the 2020 decade. Like, first and foremost, yes, even though Mulan has been delayed, they did officially started pre-production on it. And then they also mentioned that they are working with Dwayne Johnson in order to do the Jungle Cruise movie. And then finally, what a freaking coincidence. After this week, when we had this massive controversy about Disney going, oh, we don't know who's going to be the live action Aladdin and Jasmine. Oh, it's so complicated and all that kind of stuff. Turns out that, well, a few days later, they just revealed who it is. Yes, we officially have the cast for the live action remake of Aladdin, or at least just for some of the main ones. For Aladdin, that is going to be played by Mina Masood, or Mena Masood. I don't know, maybe I'm mispronouncing his name, and if I do, I apologize. Also, for Jasmine, they are going to get Naomi Scott. And yes, finally, it is confirmed Will Smith is the genie. But then right afterwards, they went and jumped into another strange live-action remake, this time being Dumbo. And Tim Burton actually showed a clip of himself onto Casey Jr., where he revealed that they are officially starting production on the live-action remake of Dumbo. And on top of that, they did officially reveal the release date for it, and it's actually going to be a little bit sooner than you might expect, in which Dumbo is actually going to be released on March 29th, 2019. And on top of that, D23 members actually did get an exclusive look of what Dumbo is going to look like in the movie. Like, Tim Burton actually brought in a maquette, and it actually showed Dumbo. Oh, but then right afterwards, all that is pretty much nothing compared to the next thing that they have witnessed. And this was for D23 members' eyes only. And holy crap, part of me is actually quite jealous. A shot-by-shot remake of The Circle of Life. Yes, they actually showed the first ever footage of Jon Favreau's live-action remake of The Lion King. And all I have heard from it is that it was apparently amazing. It stays completely true to the 1994 animated film. And on top of that, the visuals are said to be equally as amazing as the live-action Jungle Book movie that Jon Favreau also directed. So that's another big promising sign right over there, is that apparently people are going crazy for it, and people are really loving how Rafiki looks like, how Simba looks like. So who knows how that's going to go, but I can't wait to see this for myself, to see what Jon Favreau has in store. I'm actually a pretty big fan of the live action remake of The Jungle Book. In fact, that's probably, like I said before, that's probably the only one that is equally as good as its animated counterpart. So we'll see how that goes. But anyways, that is pretty much all on Disney's side for the live action bits. And jumping right into both Star Wars and Marvel, I'm just going to say right now that they didn't really go into a lot as I would expect. Like, Marvel didn't really talk a lot about either Ant-Man and the Wasp, or they didn't really talk much about Thor Ragnarok, or not even with Star Wars. They didn't really go into a lot regarding the Han Solo spinoff film, especially with the massive controversy that happened with changing Phil Lord and Chris Miller with Ron Howard and all that kind of stuff. No. None of that really happened. The only thing that they really talked about in there was that with Star Wars, they only went into The Last Jedi. While with Marvel, the only thing they talked about is going to be Avengers Infinity War, which that is going to be coming out in the summer of 2018. So with Star Wars, a lot of the cast actually did step up and they did talk about what's going to be happening in The Last Jedi, including talking about how Mark Hamill is going to have a lot more of a speaking role in this. And they also hinted out that Finn could be having a lightsaber battle with Captain Fudge Nabbit. I kind of forgot her name, but it's one of the evil captains. Like, she was in charge of the stormtroopers. I apologize that I forgot her name, but I'll figure it out later. But anyways, what they showed afterwards is actually an entire behind the scenes clip of what's going to be happening in The Last Jedi. And this is actually a clip that you can go and check it out on YouTube. You can check it out online. They did actually put it out in public. And one thing that they really do promise is that story-wise, there's going to be a lot of giant twists that are going to be happening. A lot of stuff that are really unexpected coming from the cast, but they feel like it is right for the movie. And on top of that, one thing that really is going to be very promising is the fact that they showed a lot of different creatures, but all of them are actually practical effects. So that's another great sign that, yes, there will be a lot of CGI in there, but there will equally be as much of creative practical effects coming from the numerous creatures that will appear in this movie. So that definitely is awesome, and that's another thing that I highly recommend that you guys would go and check out. That's actually really cool right there. So just see the behind the scenes clip of what they have in store for The Last Jedi while that movie is going to be coming out at the end of this year. But then we also got Marvel, and in this case, if you are a Marvel fan, this really was such a heavenly sight because they really did bring up a lot of the actors who were in Marvel movies in there, including Chadwick Boseman, Mark Ruffalo, Tom Holland, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Benedict Cumberbatch, Sebastian Stan, and so much more. They all come into the stage and they talked a little bit about what's going to be happening with Infinity War. And of course, afterwards, they also revealed some more stuff of what's happening, including showing a maquette of Thanos along with a lot more of his children and even a model of the Infinity Gauntlet. But the biggest thing that did happen, and this was actually the grand finale of the entire panel, which is a sneak preview or just a little teaser trailer of Avengers Infinity War. And in there, they actually showed so many things happening. They pretty much showed a lot of characters coming together, including Guardians of the Galaxy, and then they would meet up with Spider-Man, and then with Thor, and pretty much you got a little taste of some of the characters starting to really come together for Avengers Infinity War, on top of pretty much stating right now that this is going to be the biggest mashup. If you think you have seen it all with the Avengers movies or with Captain America Civil War, this is where all the big name Marvel characters are going to come in one big crossover movie. Like, pretty much what the Marvel Cinematic Universe has ultimately come to, or at least this story of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But that is pretty much all that we got with this live action panel. I'm surprised they didn't go into a lot of some of the other stuff, like with the Star Wars movies and the Marvel movies, but I guess they're going to go and save that for the San Diego Comic-Con or other types of announcements. But then again, maybe it's just to avoid some of the other controversies. But it is actually interesting that they did get into some of the other stuff, especially with all the movies in 2018, and especially revealing a little bit of info with the movies coming out in 2019, especially with films such as Dumbo and The Lion King. So that's pretty much all that we got with the live action bits that they presented for this D23 Expo. Okay, so that's pretty much all about their movies. Now it is time that we go into another big section of Disney, which is the Disney parks. And right over here, they got some huge announcements going on that's going to be happening at Disneyland and in Walt Disney World. And honestly, this is probably the one that I really want to hear the most regarding the announcements, because before D23, I have heard so many godforsaken rumors about what's going to be happening at the Disney parks, especially when it comes to Epcot. holy crap, the stories I have heard about Epcot and all the new different things that they are going to add. It's kind of like they would announce an entire new theme park with the amount of rumors that it's been accumulating. But finally, the Disney Parks panel finally came in and they've answered so many questions, including the ones that are going to be coming up that we know of. And that's exactly the first thing that they have revealed. The first big thing that they have announced is going to be the upcoming Star Wars Land that's happening both at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. However, we cannot call it Star Wars Land anymore. Oh, no, 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 no. They have officially gave it a brand new name. We are now going to call it Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And in there, in both sections, it's going to be an entirely immersive world of Star Wars. So like right when you enter in the area, you're going to feel exactly like you're in a Star Wars movie. And even when you go into the different places, including the cantina, which I just want to say right now about the cantina, for Disney Park fans, you'll actually be pleased to hear that there is an old favorite character that's going to be coming back. You guys remember Rex from the old version of Star Tours? Well, he's going to be coming back this time as a DJ. While in here, as for like why you would actually want to go in there in terms of the rides, there are two new big rides that are going to be there, that are actually going to be there. The first ride is actually going to take you inside a Star Destroyer. And then there's another one, which is going to be completely interactive, where you are going to be in the Millennium Falcon, where you are in control and you will go wherever you go. And you it's almost like a video game in a sense, where you actually control where the Millennium Falcon will go. And you can either go left or you can go right to hit a wall or something like that. And there are many different possibilities of how you can end up going out. And it even stated that even like if you really sucked at like in the Millennium Falcon ride, you can actually go into the cantina and like you'll be getting a lot of funny looks from the aliens. So in terms of the release, however, Disney has actually stated that Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is going to be opening in 2019. And a little bit earlier, Bob Iger did reveal the specifics, though, that this is going to be Galaxy's Edge is actually going to open a little bit before D23 Expo for 2019. So somewhere in the first half of 2019, but Disneyland is going to get it first, and then Walt Disney World is going to be getting afterwards. And then, interestingly enough, we're going to go into a smooth transition because the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge area at Walt Disney World is going to be in Disney's Hollywood Studios. And in there, Disney actually did do a big announcement of a brand new ride that will be coming at Disney's Hollywood Studios, which is called Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And I'm in the Disney Parks blog here, so let me just read you a little excerpt of what's going on in there. A new attraction, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, is planned for Disney's Hollywood Studios that will allow you to step through the movie screen and join Mickey and his friends inside the wacky and unpredictable world of the Mickey Mouse cartoon shorts, where you're the star and anything can happen. However, there is one major sacrifice that is coming out of it. In August, so pretty soon, unfortunately, this is actually going to be replacing the Great Movie Ride. So this is going to be the attraction that is going to be in the replica of the Grauman's Chinese Theater. And honestly, out of all the news that happened in here, this is the one where I feel the most mixed about. Where I can see some good coming out of it, but at the same time, there are some things that I do feel sad about. Like, the big thing that I am a little bit sad to hear is the fact that the Great Movie Ride is going to be leaving us, and leaving us surprisingly soon. But then again, when it comes to the Great Movie Ride, that's always been one where I feel like, my God, that ride needs a massive upgrade. Because even nowadays, even for me, like, I don't even know half of the movies that they're presenting. Like, sure, like there's the Wizard of Oz, and then there's Mary Poppins. There's a little segment of Fantasia with the Sorcerer's Apprentice, but it's like a little dingy thing that's not really that much. And there are a few others, and there's also Indiana Jones, but then there are plenty of other old movies that I'm not even sure people nowadays know about. Like, even the generation before me would be rather questionable about knowing what these movies are. So, yeah, like, I've always felt like, why don't you just upgrade the Great Movie Ride to add some new movies or something like that? But no, ultimately they did decide to pretty much gut it out and just put a new ride in there in general. But there is a little bit of a light side to it, because originally the plan for the Grauman's Chinese Theater at Disney's Hollywood Studio was supposed to be a Mickey Mouse ride. So it did kind of go full circle. And I do like this new idea of a Mickey Mouse ride, and that they're going to add some brand new technology. They even stated that it's going to be like 2.5D in a way where you're not going to need glasses. So there might be some special and practical effects that are going to be happening in there that would be absolutely revolutionary. But my problem with this new version, honestly, is the fact that they're going to go with the new Mickey Mouse cartoons. The one that you would see always on Disney Channel, and it's a little bit of the more wackier and cartoonier side of Mickey Mouse, you know, like that new Mickey Mouse thing. Honestly, I'm not saying like the new Mickey Mouse cartoons are bad. Like, there are some episodes that came out that are actually really, really good. But it does happen when it can go a little bit too over the top, when it can go a little too crazy, even by the show's standards. So that's why I feel a little bit mixed. And, you know, honestly, I feel like, why not just go and actually do some classic Mickey Mouse? Like, why don't you go in that direction? Why not just use the Mickey Mouse design that's been, like, forever used since the 40s? Why not go with that timeless Mickey Mouse? Because eventually down the road, I feel like this version of Mickey Mouse will eventually become dated. And pretty soon afterwards, Disney has to find a brand new thing to pretty much go and replace it. So for me, I feel like this version of the ride could actually end up being temporary because of what this Mickey Mouse, like, because of this version of Mickey Mouse that they're going to use. But, you know, the concept is actually pretty good. But for me, I guess, like, I'm really mixed about it, especially when they're pretty much using the new Mickey Mouse cartoons and they're also replacing the Great Movie Ride. But I guess I'll have to see for myself and actually get on that ride to see what they're planning with this. So who knows how it's going to go. And then the next thing that they announced is regarding what's going on at Epcot. And like I said before, holy crap, there have been so many rumors regarding Epcot, down to the point that they might as well go and build an entire new theme park. But apparently what they have revealed in here is that all the rumors that you have heard are half true. Now, I'm just going to say right now, no, Inside Out is not going to be replacing Journey into Imagination with Figment. Figment apparently is still going to be inside that section of Epcot. No, there's not going to be a brand new pavilion. There's no Brazil pavilion or anything like that. But they did mention that there's going to be a new Circle Vision 360 show that's going to be happening in the China pavilion. But there are some things that are actually true. Yes, there's going to be a Ratatouille ride that's going to be coming to the France pavilion in World Showcase. And that ride is actually going to be taken directly from the one at Disneyland Paris. And yes, there's also going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy ride that's going to be coming to Future World that will be replacing Universe of Energy. Now, don't expect these two things to be coming pretty soon, because Disney is planning to go and release them right on time for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary in 2021. So it's going to take a lot of time. And speaking of Disney World's 50th anniversary, there's also going to be another ride that they're going to import from another Disney theme park, which is going to be the Tron roller coaster at Shanghai Disneyland. So what's going to happen is that they're going to take that ride and they're going to put it in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom right next to Space Mountain. And like I said before, that ride is going to be coming out in 2021 on time for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. So yeah, even though we are pretty much way ahead, it's not going to be for like another 4 years till we hit that milestone. But so far, Disney is already making big plans for it. But then let's just take a moment to go back into Epcot. And even though, yes, technically they did reveal that they're going to do massive renovations at Future World. We don't know what they are just yet, but they said that they are planning some. They did also reveal one small little addition that they're going to do, and that is going to be a brand new restaurant. Now, this restaurant is, as it says in the Disney Parks blog, adjacent to Mission Space will be a new table service restaurant that will invite guests to travel high above the Earth to space for great meals with a great view. So basically, it's pretty much like you're going to be in a restaurant and you're going to get an amazing view of space and you can see Earth by your window. So that's basically the big plan that's going on right over there. However, even though a lot of it that I've mentioned, they're all pretty much new additions that are coming to Disneyland and Walt Disney World, there is one thing that they did announce for one of their international parks, and that is going to be a brand new hotel at Disneyland Paris. And it's actually going to be Disney's Hotel New York, The Art of Marvel. So what this is going to be is that this is an entire hotel that is completely themed with Marvel comics and Marvel characters, and you'll see a lot of Marvel props everywhere. But the architecture is going to be inspired by New York City hotels. And even by the pictures that I'm seeing right over here, you could definitely tell that just the architecture alone and the buildings and just the logo, well, not the logos, but the signs and everything, you could tell it's directly inspired by New York hotels. And it even reminded me, there's one hotel that I would often go in the, what was it? It was in Times Square. I think it was the Roosevelt Hotel. And it really does look very nice. And it looks very similar to something like this. So that's definitely cool. But going back into the American theme parks, there is another big hotel that they have announced. Now, France is actually going to get a Marvel hotel. But at Walt Disney World, there's actually going to be a Star Wars hotel. And they're going to go really big on the theming right over here. This is going to be equally as immersive and interactive as it is going to be in Galaxy's Edge. So imagine that when you go in Walt Disney World, not only are there going to be three Star Wars rides, and I say three because of the two new Galaxy's Edge attractions and also, of course, Star Tours, you got an entire Star Wars land, but also you got a godforsaken Star Wars hotel. Now, they did not reveal a release date for when this one is going to be coming out. I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to open this one at the same time as, you know, the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. But yeah, they're pretty much planning to do this entire Star Wars theme hotel where even in your room, you can actually get a view from space and you'll probably meet up with a few Star Wars characters. And like you can meet up with like other aliens and droids and all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty much going to be this huge immersive Star Wars themed hotel. So that's going to be like a massive big one. But it's not all just hotels and attractions that they have announced. They have also mentioned about a new way that you could travel at Walt Disney World. And apparently, it's going to be the Disney Skyliner. Now, it's not going to be going everywhere at Walt Disney World. It's going to be pretty limited. But basically, with the Skyliner, if you remember the Magic Skyway that used to be in the Magic Kingdom and at Disneyland, where you're pretty much on this little Ferris wheel cart and you're pretty much guided by this wire to go from one place to another. That's basically the main idea right over here, where you can go and travel from one resort to another different place. And apparently the Skyliner is pretty much going to go and connect itself from several resorts, including the Disney's Art of Animation, Pop Century, and Caribbean Beach, but also will be connecting to some theme parks, including Disney's Hollywood Studios, and also the International Gateway at Epcot. So that's basically the big thing, is that this is a new way to go and travel. So it's a special convenient way if you're either in Caribbean Beach or Art of Animation or Pop Century. You could just go hop on that and you can just glide your way to go into there. It's kind of like a new alternative to something like the bus or the monorail, or another new thing that they have announced as well, which is going to be a minivan, which is pretty much a pun because it's literally a van themed of Mini. And then the next big thing that they have announced, again, is going to be at Walt Disney World, where at the Magic Kingdom Park, there is going to be an entire new theater called the Kansas City Willis Wood Theater. Yes, based on the actual Willis Wood Theater in the 1920s that was in Kansas City, which was a place that Walt Disney, when he was young, he would often go into. And in there, they're going to be hosting some big shows. Basically, the whole idea of it, it's supposed to copy the Hyperion Theater at Disney's California Adventure, where they would host some shows like Frozen Live. That's basically what they want to do at the Magic Kingdom right over here with this new Willis Wood Theater, is to pretty much host whatever shows that they want to present, whether it be something like Aladdin Live or Toy Story Live or Frozen Live or whatever. It would pretty much be hosted in this. And then right afterwards, going into Disney's Hollywood Studios, you may recall that it's not just Galaxy's Edge that they want to go and build as a new area, but there's also going to be an entire Toy Story Land, which I guess for now is still called Toy Story Land, but they did announce when it's actually going to be coming out, when it's actually going to be open for the public. And surprisingly enough, it's actually pretty soon, where in there they actually have some new rides, a couple of new ones that they have announced, which includes Slinky Dog Dash and also Alien Swirling Sauce. And that is pretty much going to be open in 2018, in the summer of 2018, so exactly next year. So that one is actually going to be coming out first, and then a year afterwards, it's going to be Galaxy's Edge. So if you guys don't know, Toy Story Land pretty much shrinks you down to the size of a toy, and you can go into several different rides that are themed to Toy Story. And then right afterwards, going into Disney's California Adventure, what they decided to do is pretty much a re-theming into one of their sections, which is Paradise Pier. And in there, they decided, you know what, since Toy Story Mania is already there, why not make the entire place based on Pixar? So instead of Paradise Pier, it's now going to be called Pixar Pier, where everything is based on the Pixar movies. And that change is going to happen in 2018. And I think there's also some other changes that are going to be happening. Ah, yes. Inside Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure, there's also going to be some changes that are going to be happening regarding the parades, where Disney's California Adventure, they're going to have Paint the Night, and then Pixar's Play Parade is going to be coming in at the Disneyland Park on top of having a brand new fireworks show. So that's pretty much happening, where the nighttime fun is going to be changing up at Disneyland and around California. And then they went into some of the bigger news regarding the Disney Cruise Line. Now in there, what they have announced is that there's going to be a brand new Beauty and the Beast show coming up. That one is going to be out on the Disney Cruise Line in November, which that will actually be based on the new live-action movie. So in the show, it's pretty much going to be very loyal to how the live-action movie came out, complete with Belle being played by a broken animatronic. No, but seriously, though, also on top of that, previously they did announce that they're going to be adding two brand new cruise ships for 2022, but then in 2023, there's going to be a new one on top of it. So in total, what, by 2023, Disney is going to have a grand total of 7 cruise ships going. The new ones that are going to be coming in the next decade, they don't have a name yet, but that's kind of the big thing, is that now there's going to be 3 cruise ships coming in the future. And then, last but not least, they pretty much decided to end things off with an announcement that basically everybody knew it was coming. This is another re-theme that's happening at Disney's California Adventure. Chances are, the Hollywood Park section at Disney's California Adventure, that's pretty much going to be dead. And instead, it's entirely replaced with a new Marvel section, where you can pretty much join up with Spider-Man and the Avengers and all those people to pretty much have a special section dedicated to Marvel at Disney's California Adventure. Considering that there already is Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, which, by the way, there is also another small thing that they have announced, that in the Guardians of the Galaxy show, like the animated series, for season 3, they're going to pretty much dedicate it entirely to Mission Breakout, complete with the building and the plot and all that's going on in there. So that's pretty much the grand finale that they have announced. And that is all that they have regarding the theme parks that they have announced in D23. And even though I am a little bit sad about, or like I'm just very mixed about the news on the closing of the Great Movie Ride for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, most of the news, it actually sounds pretty exciting. You know, the Galaxy's Edge, that actually sounds really awesome. And already, even though this is like ridiculously early, I'm actually pretty hyped up right now for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary, especially when there's going to be a brand new Guardians of the Galaxy ride, there's going to be the Ratatouille ride from Disneyland Paris, and also the Tron roller coaster from Shanghai Disneyland. And all the little stuff that's happening, and I'm pretty sure, like, even though maybe it's going to be a little expensive to book a night at the Star Wars hotel, it would be absolutely fun to just check out in general. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that just want to visit instead of just stay there. But other than that, there are some small things going on, some small changes. But yeah, this is actually pretty interesting. There are some surprises. There are some things we already know about. But honestly, overall, I would say I'm pretty happy with the announcements that they've made over here. Not like ecstatic, like crazy, like, oh my God, like I can't believe they're going to do this. But, you know, these are actually pretty cool. And I'm honestly really happy with this panel that they have presented. And so finally, we shall now go and end this off with Animat's pick of the week. And with this one, I decided to go into one thing that Disney pretty much made all their big announcements, and then there was this aspect right over here in which a lot of people were highly anticipating for. Now, this is actually going to be regarding their video game panel, and in there, really, there isn't much going on, and everybody was pretty much waiting for one thing. Yes, they went a little bit onto Star Wars Battlefront 2, and also the Insomniac Spider-Man game, and also revealed some VR games as well for Marvel and Star Wars, which are going to be coming out on the Oculus Rift. But there is one thing that everybody was waiting for. It doesn't matter about these things. Some of them we've already heard at this year's E3. People have been waiting for the trailer for Kingdom Hearts 3, where in there, they actually made the huge promise to reveal a brand new world. And this actually got my interest as well. I wanted to see what they have in store in there. And after checking out the trailer that they got, oh boy, man, Square Enix, they delivered, and they delivered very well. And it might not be even for the reasons that you think. Now in here for Kingdom Hearts 3, they actually showed a 5-minute clip of Sora, Donald, and Goofy entering in the world of Toy Story. Yes, And Andy, sorry about that. No, Sora, Donald, and Goofy, they've all shrunken down into the size of a toy, and they have become toys as well, where they have to go and fight off some of the Heartlesses. And then right afterwards, they actually go and end up meeting up with some of the characters from Toy Story, including Buzz, Woody, Ham, Rex, and the Green Army Men. Now, they only meet up with those characters because apparently the subplot that's going on in this trailer is that apparently the Heartless and even a man in a black hood, which is one of the members of the Organization 13, they actually took some of Andy's toys. So they decided to team up with Sora and the gang in order to go and find out what's been going on and fighting off the Heartlesses. In which, in the game, like when you play the game, you actually do team up with both Woody and Buzz. So you're not just limited to three side characters, which both of them include Donald and Goofy, but you actually team, you're pretty much a whole team of five. You are Sora, and right next to you is Donald, Goofy, Woody, and Buzz, while you go out and fight against toy versions of the Heartless inside Andy's room, and then outside of Andy's house. And then right afterwards, you go into a toy store, and you actually go and fight off some evil action figures that are possessed by Heartlesses. And then suddenly, you actually jump into some mechas, and you just shoot off some other characters. And it's actually really cool. This does seem like it's going to be pretty intense and a lot of fun at the same time. And then right at the end, you actually do get a confrontation with Toy Sora and one of the members of the Organization 13. And then right at the end, you see the title. Yes, this is Kingdom Hearts 3, which is going to be coming on Xbox One and PS4. Sadly, no, it's not coming out on the Nintendo Switch. That would have been amazing, but it doesn't seem to be the case. But then they actually unleashed a big bombshell, even bigger than the fact that Toy Story is actually going to be coming into Kingdom Hearts. They have actually revealed Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be released in 2018. Now, we don't know the specifics, but the fact that now there is a release date, there is a confirmation of when it could be coming out. It shows a promise. It's going to be happening. Now, worst case scenario right over here is that maybe they're going to do some changes and stuff like that, and there could be some delays, but worst case scenario, they're going to delay it sometime, maybe in 2019, but now we do have an idea of when it's going to be released. Harking freaking hallelujah, Kingdom Hearts 3 is finally going to be coming out! And I just gotta say, looking at this trailer right over here, I will say also the graphics actually really do look beautiful. I mean, it definitely shows that we have definitely evolved in terms of the graphics in video games, where with Woody and the gang, they definitely do look like they came straight out of the movies. They actually move as well as they did in those films, and it actually looks quite amazing. And even the details when they would go outside of Andy's house, like the blades of grass or even some of the neighborhood homes, they actually do look fantastic as well. And even going into the toy shop, that actually looks great. So it definitely is visually stunning. And on top of that, it definitely looks like it's a lot of fun, where they do introduce brand new gaming mechanics along with the classic ones where you do the simple beat 'em up, just taking down bad guys with Disney characters right next to you. But also another really interesting factor is actually going to be Sora's new Keyblade inside the world of Toy Story, where basically his Keyblade is also a drill where you can actually go into the ground and you can actually grapple enemies and throw them on the side, or actually just use it as a drill to drill through enemies. So that actually does look a lot of fun. So yeah, that's basically the big thing that is going on with Kingdom Hearts 3. So yeah, that's pretty much why I am saying that not just Disney, but Square Enix definitely did deliver on this trailer. I think this is definitely something that is much more worth the wait than any of the other announcements that Kingdom Hearts has done before, or any of the little side games that they have released, like even counting in between, like going, oh, 2.5, 2.75, 2/8, and stuff like that. No, yes, finally, it's about time that they did put up a vague release. Like, they put up a release date, a vague release date, but still a release date. So if you guys are excited, then all you have to do is wait sometime in 2018 for the release of Kingdom Hearts 3. And that will be all that I have for this special episode of the Animation Podcast. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. You can go and find more of my work at film-book.com. All you have to do is search for Mathieu Brunet or the Animation Podcast. You can also go and find me on Twitter at animat505. Now, if you have listened to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast service, do you mind doing us a little favor and just rate and review this episode? That would be great. And if you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, then hit that like button and leave us a little comment on your thoughts on the latest news that happened at D23. Or even better yet, if you have been to this year's D23 Expo, share us your stories of how it went at the convention. You know, just leave us your little stories about what happened this week. So I just want to say, tune in next week for the latest episode of the Animation Podcast, where things can get back to normal and I could just go back into talking about animation-related news. So I just want to say, once again, thank you guys so much for watching. And until next time, see you later, dudes!